Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi, thank you for joining me. Today I want to talk about something that I think most of us can deeply relate to, and that is when life comes to a screeching halt after the death of our child. I hear from so many bereavers about how hard it is that their life has stopped, yet the rest of the world just keeps going. They don't understand how people around them can laugh, shop, go out to dinner, like everything is fine. I remember feeling that way myself. I specifically remember sitting at a stoplight one day. Even though I was out and about, I was completely numb. I was going through the motions and doing only what was absolutely necessary outside my home. I could see people walking, people in cars around me having conversations, and cars driving past me as if the world was okay. It was hard not to get angry and not to start screaming at everyone for acting like things were normal. Now, that was almost 14 years ago now, and eventually, I mean 2 or 3 years at least, I found myself running those same errands without that sense that because my world had come to an end, everyone else's should too. But then a few years later, something happened that threw me back into that feeling. It was 7 years ago on July 15th that Dave got a phone call from his dad. He was having intense back pain and vomiting, and he asked Dave to take him to the ER. And 8 hours later, we were gathered at his bedside saying goodbye. His aorta had ruptured and it was inoperable. And just like that, we lost the first of our four parents, and Dave and I instantly became caregivers to his mom. The week before, we had started the long process of working with them to get them into assisted living or get some help. But until Dad passed, no one realized how bad my mother-in-law's dementia and health issues had gotten. Now, Dad had been protecting and taking care of her really well, so we were not aware of how bad it was. She needed someone with her 24/7. And so for almost 2 months, Dave and I took shifts living with her, trying to jump through all the hoops to get her into assisted living. And once again, life stood still. Now, I realize that isn't even close to the death of our child, but I watched people going about their days while I was stuck in what felt like another fog. Now, don't get me wrong, I love my mother-in-law dearly. We've always had a really good relationship, but it was still really hard. I mean, with the dementia, she just wasn't the same. And it was difficult to take care of her sometimes. My son and his family bought their first home during that time, and we couldn't really help them move in or get settled. Our youngest son also moved. We couldn't help him either. Dave and I were downsizing. We had just bought the Hopemobile, the motorhome we planned to live in full time so we could be on the road with GPS Hope. That came to a full stop. As a matter of fact, I think we were spending like our first or second night in the Hopemobile when we got the call. I even ended up bringing some of our things back from the motorhome into the house that we had already moved out of. And our oldest son was buying our house, and that came to a halt too because we couldn't move out. We had to be full-time caregivers instead. And even my writing, my emails, my blogs became very spotty. And honestly, our marriage started feeling like it was standing still too, since one of us was always at her apartment. But here's what I knew. I'd already lived through the worst thing that could possibly happen, the death of my child. And somehow I came out on the other side of that. I was able to live again when I did not think that was even remotely possible. So I knew I would get through this too. One of my favorite phrases in the Bible is, "and it came to pass." Some translations say "in time" or "after that," which means it won't always be like this. If you feel stuck while life is going on around you, I want to offer a different perspective. it's actually a good thing to see life going on around you, because it means that you are surrounded by people who once had their world stop, but eventually they were able to move forward. And that includes people like Dave and myself, who were once in that same place of suffocating darkness. Now, I'm not saying that life goes on as normal, the way it was before the death of your child, because that would be impossible. What I am saying is that if you keep going one day, 1 hour, one breath at a time, and I know sometimes it feels like you can't, at some point down the road, you will find yourself feeling a stirring of being alive again. Just keep watching those who are ahead of you as a hopeful reminder that just maybe it can happen to you also. You know, one of the things I said, that it's actually a good thing that life is going on around you, because the thing is, I realized at one point, I have no idea if the people that I'm looking at, the strangers driving past me, walking past me, people in the grocery store, wherever I am, I have no idea. Maybe they lost a child at some point and they got through it. I remember that was actually a big turning point for me. I was in the cemetery. I spent a lot of time there, and I would just walk around and look at the graves and read the tombstones while I was there sometimes. And one time I looked around, and I know that a lot of people in the area where Becca is, there were children and also other young adults, teens. There was one where it was like the mom and the dad and both two kids were buried together, same death date. So I believe it was probably a car accident, I'm guessing. But I realized that if all these people buried someone they loved, and some of them I knew were children, they had to have their parents still alive, no matter the age, you know, especially if they were on the younger, even young adult age. But it was like, if they can make it through somehow, then I can make it through somehow. And I am now happy to be someone that you and others can look at, wondering how I ever got past Becca's death to be able to live again. And a few years into this journey, I believe that you will have others wondering that about you. Have you heard? We have created something just for us, parents who have lost a child and are learning how to keep living with that shattered heart. Dave has put together a beautiful graphic of a shattered heart pieced back together with the words "Bereaver with Hope" written across it, because that's who we are. Now, if you are new to GPS Hope or new to this podcast, the word bereaver is a parent who's been bereaved of their child. That word comes from the root word bereave, is the word reeve, and it means a tearing away, a being ripped, violently taken. And if you're like me, that's how I felt when Becca died, that she had just been torn away from me. And so if you put the PA in front of the reeve, you get bereaver, a parent who's had our child torn away from us through death. But we are bereavers with hope. Now, we didn't choose this journey, but we are choosing to carry our grief with hope, the hope that God gives us, to honor the life of our child while we're slowly learning how to live again. Now, you can get this graphic to wear as a ball cap, a beanie, or several kinds of shirts, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, and hoodies in a variety of colors and sizes. Just visit gpshope.org/store to see the full collection. Every purchase helps support the mission of GPS Hope, providing hope and support to grieving parents literally around the world. Wearing these shirts and hats isn't just about comfort or style. It's a bold, sacred reminder. We are bereavers. We are not alone, and we have hope. Now, I will put a link to that in the show notes as well. Now, I also want to remind you, August is coming up, and if it's a difficult month for you, you might want to consider getting the Reflections of Hope daily readings for bereaved parents, the August edition. You can have a resource at hand for every day of the month, or just use it for any specific days that you need some extra encouragement and hope to get through the day. Go to gpshope.org/reflections to find out more about these monthly books. And it will also show you the hardback book that is a full year of walking with you on those days that you need something extra. Now, well, I will also put a link to that in the show notes as well. Let's go to this week's birthday segment. I only have one birthday to share this week. Tony Crane was born on July 23rd and left us at age 20. And we celebrate with his family the day that Tony came into this world. We know it will always be a special and important day. If you would like to have your child's birthday announced the week of his or her birthday, I would be blessed and honored to be able to do that for you. Just go to gpshope.org/birthdays. Fill out the form with the information we need there, submit it, and the week of your child's birthday, I will add them to the birthday segment. I will also put a link to that in the show notes. I want to read a few verses from 2 Corinthians chapter 1. It says, "What a wonderful God we have. He is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the source of every mercy, and the one who so wonderfully comforts and strengthens us in our hardships and trials. And why does he do this? So that when others are troubled, needing our sympathy and encouragement, we can pass on to them this same help and comfort God has given us in our trouble. God has comforted us, and this too, to help you, to show you from our personal experience how God will tenderly comfort you when you undergo these same sufferings. He will give you the strength to endure." I am honored to be someone that you and others can look at, wondering how I ever got past Becca's death to be able to live a life again with meaning and purpose. And a few years into this journey, I believe that you will have others wondering that about you. Plus, you will know, like I did, that you can get through anything else this world throws your way. So hold on. Pain eases, there is hope.